From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Senate Judiciary Committee was expected to vote today on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. But Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced last night Democrats would boycott the vote, denying Republicans the quorum needed to move forward, at least for now. It is effectively a delay tactic. Republicans are still expected to confirm Coney Barrett probably Monday. Whenever it happens, if the past couple of weeks are any indication, it could be a very big fundraising day for Democrats. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on Friday, September 18th. By that next Monday, Democrats had donated more than $160 million through the fundraising site Act Blue. And they gave at least $35 million more during the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Democratic strategist Atima Omara says this is the first time in decades
that the Supreme Court has been a bigger motivator for the Democratic side than it has been for the Republicans.
Liam Donovan, a Republican lobbyist, pretty much agrees.
Anger is a powerful thing when it turns in terms of translating into dollars, and that's not what Republicans have right now.
Almost all of those dollars will be spent by Election Day, says Democratic strategist Julia Ager.
I've seen a couple folks say, like, oh, wow, you know, there's not even a way to spend this amount of money. There is.
And in close Senate races, she says, the extra millions can make a big difference. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.